Mulan will be back on the big screen soon. The new version of the film comes out next spring. Disney is behind the new Mulan. They're hoping things go better this time. Disney also produced the 1998 animated version of the movie, and it did not go over well in China. So this time the heroine will not be animated, with an abnormally thin waist and batting eyes. Mulan 2020 is live action. It features well-known Chinese actors. The story is timely and is gender-bending. It's about a teenager in ancient China who pretends to be a man to fight off invaders and save her family, which she does very well. Thank you very much.
It is my duty to fight.
Shui Ting, Christine Ni writes and speaks about Chinese culture, mostly to a Western audience. Shui Ting, when I look at the trailer, this teaser trailer for the new Mulan, I see all kinds of messages. There's female empowerment, a celebration of Chinese culture writ large, acrobatics that will remind audiences of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. What do you see?
I see a lot of things too. Whilst I can see a lot of the tropes in the original animation that the Disney film is returning to, is trying to do a lot of different things from these tropes and trying to pay tribute to the original source material.
Yeah, I think it'd be worthwhile if you explain to us what the original Chinese legend of Mulan is about.
So the legend of Mulan originated from a ballad written around 5th or 6th century. It's about the northern borders of China being threatened by tribes who are trying to invade China. And there was a conscription that required one male member of each household to go to war. And Mulan actually has a younger brother in the original story. And the plot is that her father is very elderly and the younger brother is too young, which is what prompted Mulan to disguise herself as a boy and to go to war.
So how much does it matter to you and getting people to understand Chinese culture that Disney maintain the original legend of Mulan as closely as possible, you know, keep it as authentic as possible?
I think that considering how the film industry and the film market, the global film market has changed for Disney, 20 years ago, 30% of its profits were from overseas, and now it's 70%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a massive jump. Yes. I mean, the Chinese love Disney, and they're going through a golden age in cinema right now, the Chinese. Unlike a lot of places in the rest of the world where people are struggling to get cinema goers into the screens, with the rise of multiplexes all around the cities of China, it's actually a very good time for the cinema industry in China at the moment. And also box office takings from China can really influence how a film performs internationally.
I mean, it's interesting. When Mulan came out, the animated version in 1998, that's about the time, you say, when Hollywood was only banking about 30% on China for its revenue.
Yeah.
And Mulan in 98, the animated version was a flop. Why was that?
Well, to me, why it flopped with the Chinese is that you have a major Western studio telling them about their own story in a completely non-Chinese way. It was Chinese in a very stereotypical manner, in that it had fireworks, it had lanterns, it even had a panda in there, but none of it really felt right. The story of Mulan is a story about familial honor and duty, whereas the film presents Mulan as a character that pursues self-realization. It's sort of presenting something that is meant to be Chinese to the Chinese, but it's not actually very close to their culture.
So at least from this trailer tease, do you see a conscious attempt by Disney to kind of pivot out of the troublesome aspects of the animated version and really appeal to a Chinese audience?
I think it does. I think the presentation of the film as a martial arts epic, and also presentation of Mulan as someone who's sort of very Chinese in that she's sort of a stoic character who is very aware of her duty to her family. There is certainly an epic side to her story, because according to the original legend, she didn't just go to war for a few months or, you know, a year or two. She went and lived in the borders for over a decade.
Wow.
In very harsh conditions, and fought very long, bloody battles.
Chinese audiences are not unused to, then, different treatments of the Mulan legend.
No, not at all. I was born in China myself, and I spent a childhood there before coming to the UK. And I've been aware of Mulan as far as I could remember. She's ubiquitous, really, within China, and generations after generation would have grown up with her story. But she's very much presented as this patriotic soldier who is bringing honour to her family and her country. Whilst family is still paramount in Chinese culture even today, I think that the Chinese need to find their own ideas of what she's a symbol of.
Shui Ting, it's expected that this new Mulan is going to do crazy big box office in China. What kind of road will that pay for other releases in China, and how closely do you think Hollywood is paying attention to Chinese reaction?
The Chinese audiences have already been very receptive to Hollywood films for decades now, since China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001 and basically opened its film market up to international competition. However, recently, some domestic films excelled Hollywood films in the box office taking. So I think major Western studios are finding that they have more competition against domestic Chinese titles.
Shui Ting, Christine Ni writes for a global audience about Chinese culture and civilization. Christine, thanks very much for speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure.